Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Micklem, KCBS foodie champ, talking truffles, the all-black truffle menu, here at La Toque in Napa. Chef Ken Frank, the menu, what's it all about?
Well, as always, our first thought with truffles is go big or go home. So we have six courses of black truffle in every course with fantastic summer ingredients. And every dish on the menu is actually new this year. Sometimes we bring back favorites, and sometimes we go all new, and this year we went all new.
So a brand new album, didn't go for the greatest hits, some new things. I'm drawn to each and every one, but let's hone in on a couple. Let's kick off with your the amuse-bouche.
So for the amuse-bouche, the first is just two little bites of a Reggiano Parmesan panna cotta with black truffle. Mm-hmm. And then another two little bites of a truffled egg salad, because, of course, egg and truffle has to be in the menu somewhere, because egg is such a great vehicle for truffle flavor. And then my favorite brand new one is we're making a pot sticker.
Ooh.
With duck liver and black truffle. And, you know, black truffle and duck liver is, especially the right kind, makes for a really great pot sticker.
Well, as you describe, I'm going to eat this dish right before me. It is the chilled cauliflower and Maine lobster soup with fresh black truffle. What's so special about this? I know what it is.
It's summertime, so we wanted to do a chilled soup. Mm. And we've done artichoke soup, and that works really well. But it turns out that the cauliflower, truffle, and lobster have great affinity. So we make a clear lobster stock and use that to make the cauliflower soup. And then we make a little truffle aioli and make a little lobster salad. We layer the bottom of the plate with black truffles, put a nice scoop of truffle lobster salad in there, and then we pour the chilled soup around. And it's proven to be quite popular.
It's a little taste of heaven. No, it's a big taste of heaven. Moving down the menu, California King Salmon. Another great bedfellow with black truffle. Why this preparation?
Well, you know, salmon and truffle has long been a pretty go-to combination for us because salmon tends to absorb and work with truffle flavor particularly well as fish goes. And if you cook it very carefully, so it's just barely cooked but actually cooked, it retains a great tender, moist texture. But this year, we're doing something completely different because we usually do that in the wintertime. And so this summer, corn and truffle and butter is meant to be. And we're doing the salmon with this corn truffle coulis. It is just fantastic.
I love pasta. I love new pastas. This is cool. Black truffle, Bottone with fontina and ricotta.
So Bottone is a... it's an interesting little geeky Italian pasta shape. It's like a small ravioli, but it has no border. There's a special tool that you punch it out with, and they're literally like little tiny cheese and truffle-filled buttons floating in a rich brodo. It's a wild mushroom chicken stock with and an abundance of black winter truffle, because more truffle is always better.
More truffle is always better. By the way, chef does not skimp. Lashings of truffle in each and every dish here. You'll get your money's worth, friends. Let's keep on going. Let's talk rabbit.
So rabbit is an interesting... We started getting very high-quality rabbits out of a farm in Arkansas earlier this year. And so this is the first time we've done a pretty sophisticated preparation, which is called rognonade. Rognon as in kidney, where you bone out in one piece the entire saddle or loin of the rabbit. And then with all the trim, you make a stuffing with some truffle and roll it back up inside the rabbit belly and loin and slow poach it as a roll. And it's a delicious way to eat rabbit, and it's completely boneless, which is one of the problems that people have with rabbit, is you got to eat around all the bones. This eliminates that problem. And of course, in the summertime, we get awesome morels that we don't have in the wintertime. So we're serving it with a morel and black truffle sauce. But if you really want to go decadent, I mean, if you want to go double over the top, we're also offering a truffle-studded Japanese Wagyu, where we take sticks of truffle, and with a special larding tool, we actually push them through the meat and leave them in the meat for a couple days so that the meat absorbs the truffle flavor. And you know, Wagyu's already good, but when you shove a couple of truffles through it, it gets even better. And we're serving that with truffle crushed potatoes, and that is the over-the-top dish of the summer.
It just gets better and better and better and better. Sweet ending.
Well, if you still have room, Amanda's made a little black truffle cannoli filled with a little bit of orange zest, a lot of truffle and ricotta, and then each end dipped in some toasted hazelnuts. It's a fitting end to a lovely meal.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends, do yourself a favor. That's just the food part of this experience. Every dish, every course paired perfectly. Chef, the wine goes hand in hand with this dining menu tonight.
Well, you know, wine pairing is something we've done and we've really focused on for a long time. And it, you know, once one of the few restaurants where my culinary team and my sommelier team taste together virtually every day. And we're really, really kind of geeky about this. We pick out not just a champagne, but one that really, really dials it in. We've got a great Rhône Chardonnay, the Lady Marjorie Cuvée from Sonoma Coast with the salmon. A 2018 Barolo from a great vineyard called Galena with the pasta. We have a 12-year-old Rioja from Lopez de Heredia with the rabbit. And then we have a really lovely 2018 Heston Vineyards, Meyer Vineyard, Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from way out east in Coombsville. And it's lush, but it's soft, and just the perfect complement for the Wagyu beef. And then a really interesting late harvest wine from the Loire Valley called Moulin de Touche. It's a Coteau de Léon, and just picks up the little orange note and the hazelnut note in the cannoli, and it's just delicious.
Before we leave you, Chef, talk about the truffles from Down Under. Why are these truffles special?
Well, so these are black winter truffles because, of course, it's winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Okay. And about 25 years ago, the Aussies really cracked the code on how to perfectly cultivate truffles. Been cultivating truffles in Europe for some time, but the Aussies were the first to crack the code outside of a normal growing region where they are not native. And it took them about 15 years, but we've been getting the best truffles of the year. We get are often the winter truffles we get in the summertime from Australia. And for us, it's exciting because we get to use them with foods that aren't available in January.
Yeah.
So, I mean, corn, butter, and truffles, I tell you. It's hard to beat.
Well, just around the corner, if it'll be here before you know it, January, the American Truffle Company, the Napa Truffle Festival. Oh my gosh, each and every year, the stories that come out of the festival just get better and better because the truffiers locally here in Napa are just getting closer and closer and closer to cracking the code.
Oh yeah, the last 2 years actually we've been able to serve fresh truffles that were dug the day before within 15-20 miles of Napa.
Yeah.
And we anticipate this year that we'll have even more as more truffiers come into fruition and mature, so they're producing more consistent amounts. It's very exciting. We're just a few years from no longer needing FedEx to get fresh truffles in Napa Valley.
Well, listen, we're happy to have the Australian truffles right now. Last word to you, Chef, for those who want to make a resi for the All Black Truffle menu right here at Latoka Napa. Where do they go, and can they have the experience?
Go to latoka.com, click on reservations, or go to talk, look for the All Black Truffle experience. We'll be running this nightly through Sunday, July 19th.
More than 40 years of truffle dinners, a decade of the All Black Truffle menu. Chef Ken Frank, my friend, cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go. Friends, come one, come all. Do yourself a favor. Make a resi now. I'll put the link in my bio. More on Latoka and Chef Ken Frank and all things truffle, truffle, truffles at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Yes, more truffles, please.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.